the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There has been a lot of ink in the years spilled over the vision of Nebuchadnezzar that was interpreted by Daniel. I remember when I was first ordained, I was helping out at a mission in central Utah, and as I was going there every week, I'd drive by a Seventh-day Adventist church, and they had a big sign out in front with a picture of the vision of Nebuchadnezzar, saying, basically, we're going to explain what this vision means. And it's been explained in various ways throughout the ages. Now, you know, we know what the first kingdom is. It's the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. It says that. And then, because Nebuchadnezzar fell, and we know who immediately took his place, the Persians, they were the second kingdom. And the third kingdom was, of course, the kingdom of Alexander. But it's the fourth kingdom that people spill a lot of ink over and debate. Of, well, you know, that's the Roman Empire. Or some people will then say, no, that's the Holy Roman Empire. Or other people will say, well, no, that was the Empire of Napoleon. That was a big favorite in the 1800s. And then in the 70s, people like Hal Lindsey said that it was the European Common Market. You know, the European Union, really scared of that one. But it may have been any of those. I tend to think it was the Roman Empire myself. But to focus in on that is to miss the whole point of the prophecy. The statue, these earthly kingdoms, are not really what matters. What matters is the stone that comes down the mountain and knocks them all apart. What matters is the kingdom that has been established by God himself. And we know for certain whose kingdom that is. It is the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we know when that kingdom was established, while he was here on earth. We know what that kingdom is. It is our Holy Mother, the Church. It is not an earthly kingdom, but it is the heavenly kingdom which will supplant all of these earthly kingdoms and come to perfection when the heavenly Jerusalem descends from heaven at the end of time. The end of the second coming. And so that's what's really important, is to realize that no matter how many of these kingdoms there are, whether they are gold or brass or iron and tile, they will pass away. But the kingdom of stone, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my church, the kingdom of stone will not pass away. Now Jesus himself talks about how earthly things will pass away in today's gospel. You know, people are looking at the temple of Herod, one of the wonders of the ancient world, and saying how beautiful it is. And by all accounts, it was incredibly beautiful. But it's not there anymore. And Jesus said it won't be here anymore. No matter how beautiful it is, it will pass away. Because it is an earthly shadow of the heavenly temple, which is the church. Now, of course, people wanted to know when it happened. And what's really interesting is Jesus really doesn't give an answer. He talks about things that some people might think would be an answer, like false messiahs, antichrist coming, saying, I am here and the time is now. And he says, don't listen to those people. Or he says, oh, there will be terrible things happening, wars and insurrections. Well, guess what? There have been wars and insurrections at just about every time in human history. Then he talks about natural things, scary natural things like earthquakes, famines, plagues, awesome sights and signs that will come from the sky. Those things happen too. Now, he's not saying look for these things and that they will clue you in to when this disaster will take place. No, he's just saying, don't be disturbed about these things. They must happen first. These things will happen. What is most important is do not be disturbed, because that kingdom of Christ will never be overthrown and will come to its fulfillment only after all of these horrible things that we think are disaster happen. So be of good cheer. Next time you hear about something nasty happening on the news, and realize realizing that that must come to pass before our Lord returns in glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.